get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is still traveling, so he'll be with us hopefully not tomorrow's episode, but the episode after that. So unfortunately, it's just me again today. Hope that's okay. Today we're going to be talking about how to build landing pages with WordPress. Now, first of all, this is episode 777, so that's pretty cool. Good luck to you. If seven is your lucky number, it's also incredible that we have 777 episodes of this podcast. So thank you to all of our listeners that have helped make this possible. So back to landing pages. Now, landing pages are a little bit different than a typical website. Usually a landing page is something with a marketing focus, where you're driving traffic to it. You don't want to send them to a normal website where there's all the distractions and you have your normal header with different links and your footer with different links. You want to send them to a page that with no header, no footer, with just one focus, trying to get them to buy a product. You know, it has a sales letter, has a video, has all the features, whatever. That's like typically what a landing page is, usually when you're doing any type of paid advertising efforts. Now, a lot of times these days, people hear of tools like ClickFunnels or Lead Pages is another one. And those are landing page building software. They're hosted platforms and you pay a monthly fee and you can build landing page on their platform and you can hook up your domain. They're not made for full websites like WordPress is. They're made just for building landing pages and they have some other features built in and it's drag and drop and yeah. But here's the thing. If you have a WordPress website, you don't need special landing page building software most of the time. You can build really great landing pages on your existing WordPress website, especially if you're using a page builder. Platforms like ClickFunnels and Lead Pages, they have drag and drop builders that compared to the builders in WordPress are pretty crappy. They've come a long way, but compared to Divi and Beaver Builder and Elementor and Oxygen, the drag and drop builders and ClickFunnels are crap. Sorry to say that, Russell Brunson. But you have a much better, more powerful, more design options with WordPress page builders, even Gutenberg. And so you can build really cool landing pages with the drag and drop builders that you already have available to you, right? So even if you're using a theme that doesn't have a page builder, you can use Gutenberg or you can install the free version of Elementor to build a really cool landing page. Plus, all of those page builders, Divi, Elementor, Beaver, Oxygen, they all have great layouts that are already designed for creating landing pages, or you can buy some premium ones. For example, at DiviLife.com, we have some conversion-ready, conversion-optimized landing page templates that you can buy on our website. David might as well on Divi Space, I'm not sure. So yeah, you can build some really awesome landing pages. Now I will say there are, if you're selling something and for example, ClickFunnels has some really great features for doing things like a one-time offer or like an order upgrade. And there's some additional programming that happens to make that possible that they have built into their platform. So for example, you buy a product or you send your customer to a landing page that's selling them a product. They say, yes, I want it. They click buy, goes to checkout. They put in their info. Well, ClickFunnels has the ability to do what's called a order bump where it says, hey, click this box if you want to double the amount of toilet paper that we'll send to you. Excuse my terrible example. Or click this if you want to add in the awesome training that goes with this product. Normally it's $9.97, but today you can get it for only $97, right? So that's an order pump. It's right on checkout. It's like it's that like upsell that's like right there right as you're putting in your info, right? You can't do that with WooCommerce by default, but I'm going to tell you how in a second. Or another thing that ClickFunnels has with their landing page building software are one-click upsells that happen after the initial purchase. So the order bump is on the checkout, right? And it's right there. You check a box to add it to your order. And then what a one-click upsell is, or a one-time offer, is after you complete that initial purchase, it goes to a thank you page that says, hey, thank you so much for purchasing. Your order is being prepared, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to give you the opportunity to buy this additional thing that normally we charge this much, but since you just bought this, we're going to give you the ability to buy it for only this much. And it's really, really great. And here's some benefits. And all you have to do is click that button and we'll add it to your order automatically. You don't have to input your credit card again, right? That's a one-click upsell because it like somehow caches the credit card info, keeps it tokenized or something. So then when you click that button, it automatically charges them again without them having to put in their credit card number again or whatever. And so again, that takes some additional programming that WooCommerce by default cannot do if you have a WooCommerce site. However, if you use something like CartFlows, it actually has those features built in to do order bumps and one-click upsells and stuff like that. So CartFlows is awesome. We've talked about it before on here. So you can build your landing pages with WordPress using page builders, and then you can get those awesome e-commerce features to do order bumps and one-click upsells and downsells and all those different things with CartFlows. So that is how you build landing pages with WordPress. You don't need to spend $300 a month for ClickFunnels if you already have a WordPress website. Instead, you can use the page builder you're already using or one of the free ones if you're not using one. And then CartFlows has a free version as well as the premium version, which is a couple hundred bucks a year. So you'll save so much money. You don't need something like ClickFunnels or Lead Pages or whatever if you're already using WordPress. So that is it for this episode. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about SMS. Is SMS an effective marketing tool? You probably have heard about it. You probably received marketing text messages before to your phone. And so we're going to be talking about it. So tune in for that tomorrow. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.